Welcome to That Broker Girl Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Sandy Burnett, and we've got our special guest, Landon Ross, in the house.
I'm that broker guy.
Yeah, there we go. I can't wait. You know what? We're doing another episode. I don't want to ignore. I'm trying to keep these episodes kind of like timeless. I don't want to ignore at the same time what's going on in the world right now with the coronavirus and everything. So I want this special to be about keeping momentum and safe business practices. I thought Landon would be a great guy to have on because, man, you've been hustling so hard these past couple of weeks, and I think you're going to have some really good tips for realtors out there and just keeping their business moving along.
Yeah, we've been really busy. Granted, it's going to depend on what industry you're in.
100%, yeah, you know, for sure.
And so luckily for us, we are in an industry that, you know, people need to communicate. People need to have communication to the outside world, especially right now when somebody who's never worked at home a day in their life is saying, hey, you know, you might be working at home for 60 days and you need to have the internet connection to be able to do online conference, video conferencing. You need to be able to VPN into our,
Yeah, my husband uses that for telework.
Yeah. So, exactly. You know, some people might have only ever used their internet for surfing emails and looking at Facebook and letting their kids watch, you know, Disney Plus or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now for, you know, we don't know how long
it yet, is become one of our most important utilities.
Yeah, your home might be you might be getting very familiar with your home for a little bit. And we're all hoping that it's not too long.
And for those of you who didn't catch our last Lando Commando episode, just to remind our listeners, Landon Ross is basically my personal preferred vendor. He is like my internet guy. You know, you have a guy for things. I provide my clients with a lot of different services and people that will like hook them up with good deals and everything. Landon is my internet guy. Yeah. So,
and I have guys too, you know. Mm-hmm. I got a flooring guy. I got a, you know, I got a car mechanic. I got, you know, so it's nice to have a guy for everything.
And it's important for us realtors to be giving to be keeping tabs on this stuff. I guess let's get right into what the episode is all about. And that's, you know, we're keeping up momentum while also doing safe business practices. So I'm guilty of this myself this last week with everything going on. And it also happened to be spring break for my kid, and I'm trying to keep some sort of normalcy. I kind of like neglected, I don't want to say neglected my business, but I was handling things that were ongoing, but I wasn't out there hustling for new business, which as a realtor, like we're all unemployed. We're only as good as our last closing or our current pendings and everything. Yeah. So
same with me.
Yeah. And so I think that this is a very important episode just to, I guess, give agents some content, some ideas of things you can be doing from your house to where you don't have to put other people's health at risk or your own health at risk, and you can still get shit done. So things you can easily be doing right now while still exercising social responsibility. My sponsor at EXP, Mike Bjorkman, he's been doing this for like a year, like well before any of this
Well before
happened.
It was the norm.
And I thought he was crazy, but he does his listing appointments via Zoom. He doesn't even go over to their house anymore.
Okay.
He, you know, you can actually, in order to list your home, I don't even need to meet you, shake your hand, anything. And I know that that sounds crazy, but there's enough content out there usually, unless your house is 30 years old and it's never been bought or sold in that period of time. if you can tell me everything, all of the updates you've made to the house, we can get all of this squared away. I frankly, personally want eyes on the house. I want to go in there, smell if like you've unleashed 30 cats in there and had no litter boxes available. Shit like that. Like, I want to make sure that I'm doing my service for you, but it is possible for me to list your house without even setting foot inside of it.
Right now is kind of a you know, extreme circumstance where, you know, if you do that for right now, then it makes sense. Now, yeah, when everything's all sunshine and, you know, back to being normal, then, yeah, that probably wouldn't be your preferred way, because I'm with you on getting your eyes on something. You know, I've bought two cars from out of state, sight unseen. Just from pictures.
Yeah.
Boy, people are good at taking pictures.
Yeah, exactly. But, and you know what? That's the same situation, though, for buyers coming through houses. Oh, these rooms looked a lot bigger in the pictures, you know, so you're still going to get that anyway. But just know that you can actually consult with me, your realtor, or if you're a realtor, you can actually consult with your clients over Zoom, FaceTime. They can still see your mannerisms. You can tell them everything you want to tell them, and you don't have to freaking be within germs distance,
right?
Germ swapping distance. So another thing to remember, like buyer consultations, I think that absolutely can and should be done via Zoom, just to even save yourself travel time and everything. And in addition to that, don't forget that buyers can still be getting pre-approved right now. Like, hook them up with your lenders, like get them talking with people in order to get pre-approved, get their expectations set. You can still be kind of like warming up these cold clients, these cold leads.
Yeah, I mean, I've only had to get pre-approved for buying a house one time, and it was a while ago, so I don't remember, but I mean, a lot of people probably before all this were getting pre-approved without actually going and sitting down with the lender.
Like 99 out of 100 of my last clients do it over the phone, just simply speaking with the mortgage provider that I put them in touch with, the loan officer. It takes a phone call. Some people prefer to do a face-to-face, and that's their, you know, their prerogative. But if you want to get pre-approved, or you want to find out if you can be pre-approved, you can 100% do it over the phone. So that's really cool. As far as like viewing homes, you can, you know, we have so much technology. This can be done via, I mean, video, virtual tours, all that stuff you really should be doing for your sellers anyway. And then you can protect them that way without people coming in the house. A video is so much better than a picture because you're walking through the house. They can see the surfaces, things like that. There's no need for the unnecessary exposure. So it's kind of funny. I turn the page and I'm looking at this. You can do your taxes. That's another thing that like realtors, I mean, self-employed people, like we all hate doing it. But you right now have nothing but like time at home on your hands. Gather up all your freaking documents.
Yep. Get all your receipts, get all your, get all your write-offs.
Like it's a blessing in disguise. Yeah. We can actually like get this shit done.
This is the first year that I wasn't scrambling around on like April 10th going, oh, where's all my receipts at? Where's all everything? Nope. I had it done 2 weeks ago.
That's really cool, Lando. Cause like actually we get an automatic extension, like that's unprecedented.
Right.
So that is happening, but there's no reason to, especially if you owe, I would get maybe holding it off, but you can at least organize yourself, get everything together that you want to get together.
I just like to get it out of the way.
I know.
I owe every year. You know
me
what
too.
I mean? I don't remember what a tax return is.
I know. I hear these ballers talk about their tax refunds.
So yeah, tax time for me is not some party where I get to go
some payday,
buy a bunch of cool stuff, but it has to be done either way, and so that's one thing that I just like to get out of the way and get it done with.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right now, yeah, with a bunch of time on the hands,
oh my god, it's the perfect opportunity. Another thing that if you've been in real estate for a while, now is your chance to like reconcile all of your files. I want to make like an alphabet song, reconcile your files. Get organized, okay?
Don't do that.
Please. I want to do it like 70s cartoons, like when we were growing up. Please.
Okay.
Yeah. Reconcile your files.
I can hear that's organized. That's the Firefly, that tells you to stay away from the power lines.
I want to do a parody for that. So this is the time. I mean, we have to keep tabs, like as realtors, we have to keep, if I helped you buy or sell a home, or I worked with you in any capacity as you being my client, I have to keep your stuff on hand for 5 years. Now, I have everything, but do I have it all scanned in? Do I have it all ready? The answer is yes, I personally do, because I'm a digital queen. But I mean, a lot of realtors out there don't. Like,
box in the closet for every 6 months.
And then your client needs something, and I would have never survived before the digital age, but now is the time where you can be organizing all that crap, have it like at the ready if you're not already organized. Another thing that you can be doing is compile a list of vendors you've worked with in the past or vendors that you know you've needed for recommendations. I mean, it's not every day that I need to find somebody that can do a chimney sweep. Or these really weird things that we'll post about it in a private group, our realtors group, you know, just like, hey, does anybody, you know, move pools easily or whatever? And so now is the time to like look like a hero in front of your clients when they have those questions. And I mean, that's why it's always great to be in close touch with you, because like you're my guy for not only internet, but also just, you know, hooking up like home theater or
anything electronic. You can call on me for that. But yeah, if a client needs a squirrel removed from a gutter, you need to get the guy.
And how would you know that guy off the top of your head? You don't call these people all the time. So yes, but
having
like
a file with all your guys in it could be very helpful.
I am so sexist. It could be a girl. I just have to make that clear.
Yeah, a girl could get a squirrel out of your gutter.
Girls can't be Marines, can they?
I don't know. You're the one to answer that, right?
Okay, so you could also, right now, we can do training from our home. I know the Illinois license is due for renewal for every Illinois realtor except, like, a tiny, tiny percentage, like, Illinois is weird. We all have to renew at the same time in the same year. And so right now you can be doing your CEs, your training for stuff, but you could also be doing training to get for certifications. There are things you can be doing that you can like brag about to show the public, hey, look, I just upped my game.
Yeah, I did more things than I was required to.
Exactly. So whether it's getting your CEs done, another certification, or just like being a better agent, which is what you owe your future and current clients anyway, like you got time for that now.
You know, I thought you didn't give me page two.
I saw like you
I kept
had
looking
that.
Over at yours to see I what we were going to be talking him. About and then I flipped it over and I was like,
I'm a genius.
Interesting.
Okay, here's something that I wrote, and it's kind of like a shameless plug, and it's do an audit on how your current brokerage is working for you. You know what, guys? Ever since I joined EXP, which was December of 2018, I've been working remotely and I've been having a great time doing it. We have, like, our stock is doing pretty well. It's already been recovering, which is awesome because we have an actual virtual office. I have not needed to set foot in an office since I joined like a year and a half ago, and we are a virtual brokerage and we have all of our ducks in a row, all of our shit tightened up with that. So I would say at least look and evaluate your current situation and find out if you have been able to conduct your business in a reasonable manner. And if you want to know more about my virtual brokerage, why I switched and how I've been happy being here, definitely hit me up. I will say from this podcast, we have had, I've had agents sign up, and it's really exciting. One from Phoenix, shout out to Denise. One from Kentucky, shout out to Anne. I mean, you can be anywhere in the country and multiple parts of the world in addition from, so it's really neat. I haven't even physically ever met these agents, but we're super tight now. Like, I love helping them with their business and everything. So I had to throw that in there, like, do your due diligence, because, like, I've been having a great time. I got a nice...
I don't know how many people I know right off the top of my head that have joined EXP.
Yeah, and exactly.
It's all I hear about.
Okay,
they say, let me put it this way. I don't know why I didn't do this as soon as I heard about it. They're like, when I start looking at the numbers and the difference in what I was giving up before and what I'm getting now, and I'm not a real estate agent. I know nothing about any of those numbers, but all I know is that everybody that talks to me about it is like this is the smartest thing I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I was a real estate agent, that's what I would
do. It works for teams. It works for single agents like myself. I mean, it's just great. And let me tell you something else. So, like, obviously the market has kind of screeched to a halt. There's still some deals happening, but not on my end right now. And
everybody's scared right now.
I just got a $909 check for like rev share from my agents closing things and everything. And so that's been a really good like stabilizer to my current business.
Sure.
I mean, and you don't get that kind of money anywhere but EXP. So, all right, I'm off that train. I'll go back to brokerage neutral. I would say research and perfect your listing presentation. I know that like, when I go to a listing presentation or a listing appointment, I don't have a perfected presentation. I walk in and I just kind of read the room.
And like, all right, let's see. He's got a Hawkeye shirt on.
This guy wants to get to the point. Sign here. I research the homes and things ahead of time and do my due diligence in that aspect. But I don't have like a great system in place where I know if like Jay, if you asked me to come list your house tomorrow, I'd be like, oh, I have to like scramble and get some things ready. So now is the time where we actually can be at home, like perfecting that stuff. Same with your buyer consultation. Listen to some podcasts, watch some training and get that perfected. There's so many templates out there. So many people put their own business out there for you to kind of like pick apart what you want to use from their presentations. And so now's the time that you can really up your game, even if you don't have a bunch of clients going on right now.
There's always work to be done.
Yeah. And if you effing say you're bored, like,
yeah, then you need to reevaluate. Yeah. Cause I'm never bored.
You got some problems. If you're bored.
I can go a whole afternoon. Not very often, but I can go a whole afternoon sometimes with not talking to a new customer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when I'm, putting other customers, information into, so that I'm organized. And if somebody calls me and says, hey, Sandy sent me to talk to you. And then when I sign them up so that I can get you your $100 credit, mm-hmm. I got your account number right there. So I can just copy it, paste it, make sure you
boom.
Get.
So you're if I was
scrambling, if I was scrambling every time I needed somebody's phone number or something mm-hmm. like that. So yeah, we're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of new ways to advertise when I'm not talking to customers, I'm thinking of new ways that we can let people know we're here. Like we did the TV giveaway last week that your neighbor
won. Oh, I know. My neighbor won. Chris Kettman.
Yeah. And then this week we said, okay, we're going to do another giveaway because so many people are stuck home, working from home. So we went and got like the Ninja coffee system and an Instapot.
I mean,
it's like $300 worth of kitchen stuff. You know what I mean? It's not going to change your life, but
it can make it a little sweeter.
So yeah, like this week, anybody who... if you send somebody to me, they will get entered in the drawing and so will you. So it's for new customers and it's for existing people
this
that send somebody
to me. This is a really big
me.
Deal though. I want realtors to pick up on though is Landon's self-employed. We as realtors are self-employed. Like he is giving you these ideas on a silver platter. Like, that's why I brought him on for this episode as well, because Landon's been hitting it hard still. Like, you really have. And I'm just like watching your posts on Facebook, and you're still like hustling super hard. And I really slacked off this last week, so it motivated me to get my shit together.
I mean, if we're going to really get technical about it, I've been busier since all this started. Now, maybe it's because I don't have restaurants to go eat at or you know, anything else to do.
I told
some people yesterday, I said, I'm going to be really mindful in the future about saying that there's nothing to do in the Quad
Big
Cities.
Big time.
Because now we know what it's like when there's nothing to do.
Yes.
So we used to say, oh, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. Bull crap. There was stuff to do. Right now there is nothing to do.
Yeah. And we took it for granted.
We did. But right now is the time when you
use
can be
it as
productive.
A blessing.
And yeah, get stuff done that you don't want to do when there is fun stuff to do.
Yes.
Right now, it's not even nice out yet.
No,
the weather
it's all
is
gray
still chilly and cloudy.
Yeah.
So get all the crap done. Do your spring cleaning a little early, mm-hmm. whatever, so that when the world does open back up and we can all go out and start, you know, doing stuff
hitting it hard.
Again, it's like, wow, all the crap that I didn't really necessarily feel like doing is done.
Skill building. You can be practicing your scripts either like with somebody in your home or even over Zoom with friends or me. I'll practice with you. Like, scripts, I just want the whole world to know that I believe in practicing scripts, but I don't believe in scripting people. I can tell when you're scripting me and it makes my fucking skin crawl.
Yeah,
don't be that
fair.
Guy. But use it so that you're comfortable with handling objections and how to handle all these things that come up in real estate. Business planning. Like, okay, so we realtors love to do our business plans. Like, but we don't like to put in all the work and actually get the business plan completely done. Like, finish your business plan. It's going to be a good time. Follow up with your current and former clients. I've been just texting or calling people, just checking in on them. I'm reading the room once again. I'll shoot them like a joke about being quarantined with whoever they're quarantined with,
right,
or whatever. Like, be personable. They love you. They worked with you. You know your relationship with them better than I do.
And it's nice to get that, too. I mean, there's a guy that I used to buy cars from all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't bought a car from the guy in like 6 years, and he still calls me on my birthday and like two other times throughout the year just to say,
killer.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah.
What car are you driving now?
Yeah.
You know, if I can help you, let me know.
It
takes 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rarely is his call more than 1 minute long unless I want to make it that way.
Yeah, it should be.
And he just
like
says,
that.
Hey, man, I'm checking in with you.
That's awesome.
I'm still around. How you doing?
Love it.
Great to hear. Awesome.
That's
give me a call if you need anything.
Totally how
this
it
is
should
still
be.
My number, basically.
And I love that he, and you know what? Like, I bet you know that guy's name.
Oh,
you
yeah.
remember his name.
Yep.
If you ever like have somebody that you think about sending to him, I mean, it's just that easy. Don't be afraid to do that. Okay. So I also put send cards in here, but I saw a post that a realtor did and I thought it was so cute. On the back, she wrote like sealed with sanitizer on the envelope. With like a heart, and I'm like, that's like really cute, and it kind of makes people not feel like freaked out about opening it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to joke too much about what's
it's
going on.
It's not a joke though. She
because...
legit did that, and I'm like, I straight up lick the envelope still, even on cards. And Wes, my husband, he's like, why do you lick the envelope to a birthday card that we're bringing over to this party? He always like folds.
Yeah,
the panel.
I'm a folder.
I
also.
I am a licker. He's like, what are you doing?
I'm a folder.
So,
also.
So I mean, I
for
I
one,
feel
I don't like the taste of the glue.
A warm really, and fuzzy about the sealed with sanitizer thing. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
it wasn't like a laughing face. It was a heart with it.
Right. Well, but what I was saying is that you do want to joke about it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know?
We're
I mean,
all
we
going
all,
through
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's not something that some people are going through. It's something that we are
all
in together.
As a team.
And you still need to laugh
yes.
no matter what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Everybody has to laugh sometimes.
Yeah. I would say don't be afraid to use it as a way to relate with your fellow Americans, your fellow clients. But don't be like a douche.
Yeah. Well, that's how I try to do everything in life.
That's a Sandy Burnett tip of the day for you.
That's how I try to do everything in life, whether the room is here or not.
And also, like, I am on the, while we're at it, realtors, I am on the don't host open houses side of the, you know, a lot of them are like,
First of all, you might be wasting time because I don't know how many people are going to show up.
Out here. Let's not be doing that, especially in occupied homes.
We halted all, we have a mobile tent that we set up with a table and I can, you know, talk to multiple people at a time. And we've halted all of that because I don't think it's going to be successful right now. People are not going and getting buddy-buddy with somebody, especially that they don't know right now.
You know what's weird? I don't know about any of you, but, like, in watching our just binge-watching some shows, and I see people hugging on each other and high-fives and all this, and I'm like, back to a pre, you know, day where we all did that. It's so crazy that, like, I'm looking at that and, like, even before this show, a friend of mine, like, came up, gave me a big hug, and I'm like, this feels like, so wrong, but so right. You know, like, it's just, it's crazy.
Here we are hugging like it's January 2020.
Yes.
You know, remember
those
that?
Those are the types of, I mean, I think it's safe to, like, say that. We're all going through it. We're all like, holy shit, like, life has changed.
This is crazy. Yeah.
And I'm kind of, like, feel fortunate enough to experience this because back in the 9/11 day, I was in boot camp. I was segregated from society and I didn't get to experience it with society. I didn't see the Twin Towers fall until October 19th.
What?
I heard about it, but I didn't know the gravity. So, like, I'm out to lunch, like, finally got released from boot camp. I'm a United States Marine and I'm eating lunch and everybody's just talking. Like, I knew it had happened, but it's replayed and replayed
really
on the TV,
the world
on
had
the
actually
news.
Changed.
Oh my God. It was incredible. So I'm kind of, even if it's like the weirdest thing to say, I kind of feel like it's a blessing that I can, like, experience this change with everybody else. Cause I feel like I got robbed of that, like, back then. Isn't that, like, it's kind of a weird thing to say, but everybody relates, where were you on 9/11? And I'm like, I didn't fucking know what happened till 5 p.m. that night.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, that's even kind of a, just a point that I wanted to make in counting your blessings. Like, at least you get to experience, like, the bonding of society, like, how we're doing this.
Yeah. And something seems less scary when you know that everybody is going through it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it'd be one thing if you were part of a neighborhood that was quarantined because there was some weird thing going on in your neighborhood. You know what I mean? But when the rest of everybody is going through it also, I think it makes it a lot easier to kind of, not be as scared about it.
Like, band together.
Even the toughest, most fearless people you know that are never scared of anything are going through this exact same thing right now.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of, you know, your mom, your parents are going through it. Your little brothers and sisters are going through it. Everybody. So that's kind of what makes it less scary to me is that, like, hey, if all, you know, these little kids and older people and everything are brave enough to make it through all this crazy stuff that's going on, then I ought to be.
Great point.
You know? So,
I mean, it's true. You can be scheduling your future social media posts. I like to use Buffer, but you can, you know, you can use the actual, like, through your Facebook business page and everything. There's no excuse. Nobody's going to know you're wearing the same shirt for, like, 40 of your videos or whatever. Who cares? Set up past and prospective home clients on market updates. So, like, people really like to know what houses in their neighborhood, what the price they're selling for, or if they went on the market. Like, they're all over it. So the fact that you're on it and it automatically is sending them emails when that happens, that's big. I really am passionate about this one. Exercise. Keep moving. Like, I may have, you know, my diet is a little off. Like, I've been loving cookings for, like, comfort food for my family, but I have been working out almost every single day, 6 out of 7 days a week, because it's like we have to keep moving. And there's plenty of shit that you can be doing, like Zumba videos online. I don't really care.
My diet has taken a dive. I went from meal prepping to the other day, I was like, I got pecan pie, biscuits and gravy, and every other Southern thing in my house that you can think of. And
it's delicious.
It's all delicious. And
but
I just want to eat
it all. We're
all
going to get fat together, and it's okay. But
when
I
the
mean,
sun
at
comes
least,
back out, we'll all exercise together
like,
outside.
At least
again.
Keep moving. Don't, you know, keep your brain exercised and keep your body exercised. Money, this is something that I just wanted to point out because as realtors, we are all, once again, unemployed. You know, we're only as good as our last paycheck or our current pendings. Call your creditors for deferment. I'm going to get a little personal here. My husband and I made some phone calls yesterday, and we got my car payment deferred for 60 days and my husband's for 30 days with a call us again next month if situation hasn't changed. It was that easy. Like, just call. Mortgages, they are not quite ready to, you know, jump on that bandwagon yet, but I wouldn't be surprised
one.
If it came, though. I really wouldn't.
That's a big one.
So I would say just like, but you have to be proactive about this. And Wes and I felt like great after we made a couple of like phone calls. We're like, man, we just like saved.
Right. And it's not like you're asking for some kind of handout or
once
something.
Once again,
you know what I mean?
Everybody like, is going through
right.
this.
It's like, hey, we got to kind of pay things in a smart way right now. And you're basically taking these couple payments and putting them onto the back of your loan anyway.
That's
you know
exactly
what, I mean?
What they not, did. And Wes, he didn't have any explaining to do because it was a 30-day deferment. But my 60-day, he was like, well, can you tell us a little bit? And I'm like, I'm a realtor. And he's like, say no more. I'll send you the paperwork. Like, they are very understanding about that. I just wanted to just throw that out there. On the other parts of money talk, go through your apps and subscriptions, cancel or pause what you're not using.
I am
too.
The worst.
I need to practice this.
I think
I
have
go
two
back
gym memberships, and I can't remember the last time I've been to either
membership.
One. I think I might have two different Netflix accounts. I have every music service, every streaming service. I watch about one of them. It's
well, I have some apps
I could save
that I know for
so
a fact I'm not using through iTunes. Like, I'm the Apple iTunes person, so I need to go through that and like cancel a bunch of shit. And then support local, obviously. That's a great way to easily post some social media stuff about whoever you're getting carry out or anything to go from. I don't know. Do you have any other tips before we wrap this episode up?
I'll go back to that apps and subscriptions one because I'm going to go do that tomorrow. Tonight,
I mean,
tonight I'm busy
right.
watching the Tiger King.
Exactly. But, and texting me about it.
Tomorrow I'm going to go through I'm going to look through my, everything I have auto pays. Everything. And I'm going to go through and look at my bank account and see, okay, what's all these charges that came out this month? And are they things that I'm using? Because I guarantee you a lot of mine are not being used enough to make them worth
having. I'm just
as
guilty.
So,
but you know what is getting used is my Zoom account. Quite a bit. I have a paid account for that. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Video conferencing.
Oh my God, I'm verklempt. No, like Zoom is the thing. Everybody's using it. Well, it's funny because I used it ever since I joined eXp and talked to different people across the nation. But now that this whole virus has taken over everything, everybody working from home, kind of like Teams on Microsoft, Zoom. So it's awesome because it's like we're FaceTiming or Skyping or whatever, but then I can share my screen and show you a bunch of stuff and click here, do that,
you can have a whole bunch of people on it.
Yeah, I'm on plenty of Zoom calls all the time, so it's just funny that it's like, I mean, it was always getting used, that was the joke, but like it's really, really getting used right now because everyone else is using it.
I mean, I know people that never thought that they would be working at home ever. And now it's like, hey, move your whole office home.
And you'd be surprised how much shit you're getting done. You can work from anywhere. If your job normally, unless you're handling like deeply classified material or something.
I saw something come across my feed the other day that said, we're about to really find out what meetings could have been emails.
Exactly. Or like the Homer Simpson, like when he set up that yes, but
he just tripled productivity by making it only have to hit the Y instead of the YES.
Fat, don't fail me now.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the likes, subscribes, reviews. You can find us on Facebook, and it's facebook.com/thatbrokergirl. We go live on Tuesdays at or around 2:30 Central Standard Time.
At or just after.
You can listen to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen. But I just want to say, please comment, like, subscribe, and review the podcast and the page. It really does help. If you're interested in getting faster internet, please contact Landon Ross, 563-200-5544. You can email him at landon@etcommunications.net, and you have that website.
Yep, we have our website, so you can see other things that we do also if you're interested. But if you want to go right to the Metronet part of it, www.etcommunications.net/Metronet, that will bring you right to our page and let you see what's going on and send me a message or call me right from the page. That is a forward slash.
No, it's not. A forward slash goes the other way. Okay, a normal slash. So like www.etcommunications.net, /Metronet. Let's just...
I always thought the top was...
Are our mics still on?
Messing around with jerks. My car is parked outside. I'm afraid it doesn't work. I'm looking for a partner, someone who gets things fixed. Ask yourself this question: do you want to be rich? I've got the brain. I studied at the Sorbonne, doctored in mathematics, I could have been a don. I can program a computer, choose the perfect time. If you've got the inclination, I've got the crime.